This course discusses the major aspects of gastroenterology. Gastroenterology may be practiced by a specialist, a primary care doctor, or an emergency medicine specialist. Patients with gastrointestinal problems may have acute or chronic disease. The diseases can occur anywhere from the mouth to the anus in the GI tract and can also involve the pancreas, liver, or gallbladder. Diseases of each of these locations and organs are covered as part of this course. Acute abdominal pain and its evaluation are covered in Chapter 1 of the course. The acute abdomen represents a special abdominal situation when the patient presents to the emergency department or acute care clinic with the recent onset of pain, which is associated with other physical findings that may suggest surgical intervention is imminent. While not all cases of the acute abdomen are managed surgically, many are life-threatening and require medical intervention. The types of GI diagnostic studies are covered in Chapter 2 of the course. When caring for the patient with gastrointestinal complaints, the healthcare provider may utilize a variety of diagnostic tests to help identify the problem. There are tests for upper GI disorders, small bowel disorders, disorders of the liver, pancreas, gallbladder, and colon. Some diagnostic procedures are completely non-invasive, while others are considered invasive and performed under sedation. The topics of Chapter 3 include the various disorders of the esophagus that a healthcare provider can encounter. The first and most common of these is GERD, or gastroesophageal reflux disease. Other disorders of the esophagus that may be found after an evaluation include Barrett's esophagus, esophageal strictures, esophageal cancer, and achalasia. Each of these is covered as part of this chapter. Gastric disorders are the subject of Chapter 4 in the course. These involve problems with the stomach, including gastritis, which has many causes, peptic ulcer disease, which is highly related to a Helicobacter pylori infection, pyloric stenosis, which affects babies, and gastric cancer. The symptoms, diagnosis, treatment, and prognosis of these disorders are part of the discussion in this chapter. The focus of Chapter 5 is disorders of the small intestine. The small intestine is the site of significant nutrient absorption. Thus, the topic of malabsorption is covered. Small bowel cancers are significant GI cancers, and short bowel syndrome, secondary to a decreased amount of small intestinal tissue. While gastroenteritis involves more than just the small intestines, this disorder is also covered in this chapter. Chapter 6 in the course covers gallbladder diseases. The gallbladder is a small sac located beneath the liver. It is a storage site for bile acids that aid in fat breakdown. The main diseases affecting the gallbladder include acute cholecystitis, chronic cholecystitis, and gallbladder cancer. Each of these are covered as part of this chapter. There are two main types of inflammatory diseases of the bowels, which are the focus of Chapter 7. Ulcerative colitis affects only the colon, while Crohn's disease may affect part of the GI tract. Both of these diseases are multifactorial and believed to be autoimmune in nature. While they are clinically similar, they have different treatments and outcomes. The purpose of Chapter 8 is to discuss the various functional gastrointestinal disorders, of which irritable bowel syndrome is the best known. These involve significant bowel and other GI symptoms in the absence of any structural or pathological findings. These are biopsychosocial diseases that cannot be cured, but for which there are several successful therapies. Functional constipation, functional dyspepsia, and irritable bowel syndrome are covered in this chapter. Chapter 9 primarily involves disorders of the colon. Most problems with constipation and diarrhea stem from a colon problem, which will be discussed in this chapter. In addition, diverticulitis affects the colon, particularly the left side, descending, and sigmoid colon. Colon cancer, on the other hand, can affect any part of the colon and is more common among people of the age of 50. The focus of Chapter 10 is disorders of the liver. The liver is the largest solid organ in the body and has both gastrointestinal and non-gastrointestinal purposes. Viral hepatitis, fatty liver disease, and alcoholic liver disease are discussed in detail. Cirrhosis of the liver is the end result for many abnormal processes involving the liver. Liver failure is difficult to treat and extremely fatal, which often results in death. The causes and manifestations of liver failure are covered in this chapter.